There's something for every sports fan on CBSLocalSports.com. Watch live radio shows and original video programming like pregame playlists and player style files that gives fans a locker room perspective on their favorite teams and players.
Go as hard as I can for as long as I can.
Well, I've yet to be beaten.
There are a number of people who call me the smartest man in baseball.
Read national articles from some of the best writers in the country. Catch up on the latest from the sports world and never miss a thing with CBS Local Sports. Visit CBSLocalSports.com today. There's something for every sports fan on CBSLocalSports.com. Watch live radio shows and original video programming like pregame playlists and player style files that gives fans a locker room perspective on their favorite teams and players.
Go as hard as I can for as long as I can.
Well, I've yet to be beaten.
There are a number of people who call me the smartest man in baseball.
Read national articles from some of the best writers in the country. Catch up on the latest from the sports world and never miss a thing with CBS Local Sports. Visit CBSLocalSports.com today.
About 8.9 million people in the U.S. use smokeless tobacco. Most of them know they need to quit. Enter Jake's Mint Chew. Looks and holds the same as the real thing, but it's made from all-natural USDA-certified organic mint. No tobacco, no nicotine. It simulates your ritual of chewing tobacco, but without the harmful side effects. In fact, Jake's Mint Chew is good for your digestive system and even freshens your breath. So order Jake's Mint Chew and make your wife, kids, dentist, and doctor all very happy. Purchase online by clicking on the banner or go to jakesmintchew.com. Jake's Mint Chew. Chew healthy. Chew mint.
We are Chicago's original sports talk station, broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. Sports Radio 670 The Score, WSCR and HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Scoreboard Update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Chris Ranji. Watch the Wolves host Milwaukee at Allstate Arena tonight, 7 o'clock. Only on the U2. The U.S. championship has been taken away from Jackie Robinson West after a Little League International investigation that found the team broke boundary rules. This afternoon, Reverend Jesse Jackson said he does not believe that there's been any wrongdoing.
He should have done nothing but be appropriate age and play and win. And to imply that their parents and they were involved in something scandalous is not right.
Evergreen Park Little League President Chris Janes on The Score earlier today said it was pretty easy, actually, to find various J.R. West players that were not residents within appropriate boundaries. That entire interview on 670thescore.com. Basketball, an MRI has confirmed a shoulder strain for the Bulls' Jimmy Butler. He is day-to-day now as the Bulls have the day off. They did practice earlier, but they'll take on the Cavaliers tomorrow. The Blackhawks play tonight at the United Center against the Canucks. Chris Versteeg off the injured list. Joakim Nordstrom has been sent back to Rockford. The Bears have hired Ben Wilkerson as their assistant offensive line coach. He replaces Pat Meyer, who is not going to be with the organization next season. The Buccaneers have released quarterback Josh McCown. Baseball, the Padres have made the four-year deal with James Shields official today. There's an option for 2019 as well. Hall of Fame basketball coach Jerry Tarkanian has died at the age of 84. And we're going to have college basketball on The Score tonight, DePaul versus St. John's in the broadcast at 7:45. This update brought to you by Sports Mockery, the app for Chicago sports fans. Download Sports Mockery. And visit Toyota Sports Corner at the Chicago Auto Show to see the 2015 Highlander. With seating up to 8, the Highlander provides room for all your family and friends. 670 weather, windy, chance of snow overnight tonight, low of around 5, partly sunny tomorrow with a high of 12. I'm Chris Ranji, and you're listening to the number one sports station in Chicago, 670 The Score, and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Boars and Bernstein.
I'm bored.
This seems like a good bit of fun.
Afternoons on The Score.
Who knows what could happen?
This is persecution. This is not right. It's unnecessary. And it's not fair.
It's unfortunate that Rainbow Push Coalition feels they have to ask questions that have been answered quite easily. You can answer all of them.
I know.
Unless you're just trying to make noise to make noise and you think you have to do something.
I mean, you just keep pulling up people that don't know. You know what I mean? Completely uninformed about everything.
And then the next woman stands, the mother stands up there and says that this is interrupting the money college pipeline.
Yeah, the money college
pipeline. It doesn't interrupt anything. This sucks for the city. It really does. It sucks for the city.
Boars and Bernstein.
You guys do 4 hours a day?
5.
God almighty. I do 3 and want to stab myself in the heart with a pencil for you.
Talking Chicago sports on your ride home.
Here is West West Side Mike on the score. Mike.
Different West Side. Mike, how are you doing?
Hey. I think we have the actual West Side Mike here on the score.
Hey, it's Salad. Let me say something. People, why y'all go get Jesse Jackson for MVP? He's a liar. He didn't even know what he was saying. He's a vegetable. Stop believing what he said. He's racist. Quit believing what Jesse Jackson said. Y'all cheated. All y'all in hot garbage. Even the coach. Jesse Jackson also lied and said when Martin Luther King got shot, he was there. He wiped the blood. So quit believing that vegetable. He's a hot garbage. He's old. Forget about it.
I don't think we're even on the air anymore anyway.
Terry Bores, Dan Bernstein.
A show by the name of Bores and Bernstein. I've been told that they said some pretty harsh things.
The show goes on!
Bores and Bernstein, weekdays 1 to 6 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
This hour is brought to you by Menards. Save big money at Menards.
Been quite a day. I mentioned that Rex Hupke wrote earlier today, and this is what he had to say. This is also, this is not necessarily in response to what Ken Williams said or what the mayor said, what all the mayoral candidates said, the various politicians. Yeah. Oh, you're still champions. I still think of you as champions.
Yeah.
This is not in response. This was ahead of time he wrote this.
Lose a vote.
This was 10:17 a.m. this posted. Mm-hmm. If you care at all about the players on the Jackie Robinson West Little League team, don't call them champions. They aren't. Wednesday's announcement by Little League International that the team has been stripped of its U.S. title and all its wins from the 2014 Little League World Series tournament is all the proof you need. These are not champions. To say otherwise is a disservice to these kids. They've already been handed a disservice big enough to last a lifetime. So don't say, it's okay, kids. You're still champions in our eyes. Don't say, we don't care. You guys still want it all. Tell them the truth. And don't sugarcoat a bit of it. Tell them they're not champions. Because according to a lengthy investigation, the adults that the young players trusted to lead them to a title knowingly violated Little League International rules and regulations by placing players on their team who did not qualify to play because they lived outside the team's boundaries. Tell them that the president of Little League International, Stephen Keener, said in a statement, this is a heartbreaking decision. It's unfortunate the actions of adults have led to this outcome. Tell them the investigation found that Jackie Robinson West knowingly expanded its boundaries to include territory that belonged to other leagues in the district without approval from the other leagues or the International Charter Committee. Jackie Robinson West used a falsified boundary map for their 2014 tournament. Jackie Robinson West officials met with other leagues in Illinois District 4 to try to get the territory they wrongfully claimed was theirs for their 2014 tournament. Tell them every detail. Drive home to them that their manager, the now suspended Darryl Butler, and other adults cheated. They didn't bend the rules. They didn't fudge a few things. They cheated. It doesn't matter that the players were innocent, as I'm sure they were. You don't cheat and win. The wide-eyed, grinning little guys this city and the rest of the country fell in love with late last summer deserve to know the truth. They deserve to know that all the amazing things they went through, the wins, the parade, the trip to the White House, are now tainted thanks to the unconscionable actions of grown-up morons. There's a sickness in youth sports in America lurking just under the surface, a pathetic need among some adults to live vicariously through the success of children. That need gets fed no matter the cost. Grown men and women cheat. They bend the rules, they play only the best players, they scream, they curse. It's a minority of coaches, no doubt, but a big enough minority to make youth sports at times both embarrassing and insufferable. This is one of those times. I feel heartbroken for the players. They fought and scrapped and earned that championship, not knowing the whole time the game was rigged. The players didn't cheat, but they go down with the cheaters nonetheless. Chicagoans naturally admire these kids for their toughness. Let's not treat them like they're not tough enough to handle the truth. You're not champions, guys. You played great. But you're not champions. But if you take from this the knowledge that nobody wins by cheating, if you remember this rotten feeling for the rest of your lives and dedicate yourselves to playing the game right, or coaching the game right, or encouraging other kids to play the game right, then you'll wind up with something far greater than a championship. You'll wind up with integrity, and nothing beats that.
Contrast to this. Too much effort is going to trying to drag down a group of kids who just wanted to play baseball. For the life of me, I can't understand why complainers won't let this go. Why is it so important to make a case that these African-American families are unworthy of our accolades? Over the years, the JRW family stuck together and supported a Little League program in a neighborhood that so many of us fled. Given how unsafe some black neighborhoods continue to be, skirting residency rules is a risk a lot of black families are willing to take. So if Little League World Series officials decide that a violation of residency rules should result in JRW being stripped of the title, it would sting. But Jackie Robinson West will still be our champs.
That's exactly the disservice that Mary Mitchell is doing right there, and not trusting to tell them the truth. They don't. Those kids in her eyes don't deserve the truth.
Right, and Rex Hopke's absolutely right. There is, and we've talked about this for years, there is such a sickness in youth sports. It is just a sick, twisted place to be, and it's because of the adults. It is just an awful place to be. I've seen enough of it over the years. I've seen it, once, and then I'm seeing it all over again. It's even worse, and everybody knows it is, and I don't care what sport is. Doesn't matter. You'll run into it. You'll know it when you see it. You'll see it.
In Rock Falls, here's Brad on the score. Brad?
Yeah, you guys pretty much answered my question there. I was like, when they start their whole tournaments out, it's district, sectional, and state, and I guess my question was, how did he even get that far? The red flag is usually brought up, after you win a district or you win a section.
There were a lot of reasons in this case that were very specifically detailed as to the timeline of who knew what and when, what was able to be investigated when, what was proven when. And I think part of it was the story was so good, it took time for the officials to really want to confront it. That's what happened.
And don't forget, they had won some of it last year. It wasn't unexpected. It wasn't like, wait a minute, how's this happening? Right? They reached a very lofty level last year. So, probably a little bit of that carryover of, well, of course. Although now the players are a little different, but whatever. But yeah, it was a multi-layered thing that was hard to uncover. There's no time limit on it. The timing on this was mentioned several times today. What is there a time limit on this?
No.
Well, 6 months later, it just, to me, a very, very frustrating day and a sad day. Won't change.
Jerry's next on the score. Hi, Jerry.
Hey, guys. Hey, I got two questions for you. One, this happened like 10 years ago in the south suburbs with Homer Heat.
Yeah, we've discussed that.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I didn't hear you. And two, is there going to be sanctions against this team? Are they going to be stripped of this name? Because this is Jackie Robinson, and the icon of baseball, and you kind of disgrace his name.
No, I don't think they have that kind of power.
No, they can't do that. They did what they did, and that's all they can do. No more can be done.
You have disgraced the name of Jackie Robinson.
We're changing it.
You are being, it's now going to be the Biff Pokeroba League.
No, the Dr. Tony's.
The Jerry Dibzinski All-Stars.
Dibbers.
Mark in Peoria, here on the score.
Hey, guys. The kids that I really feel sorry for is the kids that should have been on the team.
Yes. Again, another thing we have discussed at length. There are a lot of people to feel bad for.
Mm-hmm. Well, the reason I feel bad for them is no kid should ever have to think, what could we have done as a team doing it the right way? And because of these adults, these kids are going to have to think back, what could we have accomplished as a group if we had just done it the right way?
Mm-hmm. We'll never know. We'll never know. Like I say, I just think there's such a twisted logic to some of this thing the coaches and people do with kids sports these days. It is absolutely sick. And this is to me, very not surprising in the least. Not in the least. Been trying it for years. Not them, I'm talking about them in particular, but others. Twisted.
Michael in Palatine is on the score. Hi, Michael.
Hey, guys. My question is that they didn't win the Little League World Series, correct?
Correct. They won the U.S. Championship.
Right.
Okay, so why? There's been other teams that have won the American Little League World Series and then lost in the championship game to the international team. But I don't remember them getting as much publicity as this one particular team.
What? What are you talking about?
Okay. They lost in the championship.
Get to your point. What are you saying?
What's your larger point? I don't get it.
My point is, why did they get so much publicity for losing the championship game?
They didn't get publicity for losing the championship game.
Why are they getting publicity? They're not champions of the Little League World Series. They just won the United States portion.
What don't you understand about it? Were you following the story at the time?
No, not really.
Okay.
That's why.
They won the U.S. championship.
They won the U.S. championship. They were a great. They got publicity for being a great story.
But doesn't someone win that every year? That's my point.
But it's not always as good a story as this.
So
this was a better
story. So much better than
because of where they come from, because of who they are, because of the history, because of what's going on in that area. For all the reasons we've been, don't play stupid. You know exactly. Yeah, you are. You're playing stupid because you're saying that they didn't deserve it because they only got publicity because they're black. But you don't have the balls to say it.
Oh no, no. Listen, Dan, I'm not from this area, so I don't know that area. I don't know where they're from.
Well, a black team accomplished what no other black team had ever accomplished in the history of the Little League World Series. Is that simple enough to understand?
Okay.
Got it?
Okay. All right. Phil is on the score.
To help me, I'll tell you that.
Hi, Phil.
Hello. Hey, how are you guys?
Okay.
I was writing about this a little bit today and listening to you guys on the radio. One thing that struck me, if everybody knew that apparently that these players were from outside of the Jackie Robinson boundary, why wasn't this brought up at some point before they got all the way to the World Series?
How many times do we have to take the same damn call?
We're taking it a lot today.
I mean, there's been like three different calls, all asked in different ways all day.
Probably because it's a 5-hour talk show.
And yeah,
I don't think a lot of people listen to all five hours. And
I
some
think
people
they
call
should.
In
yeah.
The 5 o'clock hour might have not been listening
yeah.
before then. That's
because
probably why.
There was more evidence. But that was 5 minutes ago I answered that.
Oh, I know. But, I mean, sometimes you have to, in a 5-hour span, you're going to have to answer the same question more than once.
Master
maybe.
D on the west side is on the score. D!
Yeah, what's up, fellas?
Say, D.
Hey, man, I just want to comment on this whole charade because, to me, I'm not going to get on here and announce that I'm black, first of all. I mean, it doesn't even matter. People kill me when they come on here to say, okay, well, I'm black, so I know better than you. The rules are the rules. I mean, they pulled all this same crap in the AAU circuit. And these are some of the same people that work with the kids in AAU basketball. And I see them all the time. And it sickens me to see how they fawn over kids who are athletically gifted, how they try to convince parents to play in certain leagues within other districts. It's quite simple. They got caught. They cheated. It doesn't matter whether they're black or not. People kill me with that. I mean, every summer, I have a son. He's 9 years old. He's a athletically gifted kid, and he plays basketball very well for his age. And I get every year calls from coaches trying to get him to come play in some camp. And I'm sick of it. Every year. And these are some of the same people who pull this crap with these kids in baseball. And it's a shame that their names have to be dragged through the mud at such an early age, guys. It's just ridiculous.
Well, there's always going to be a lot at stake. It's going to cause people to act
I would emphasize that, I am not limiting this to the black community when I say it sickens me. That's not where, I've seen plenty of it. And a lot of it, most of it, I've seen white people crazy, wrong something deeply, deeply wrong with them. But they do the same thing, D.
He's Boers. I'm Bernstein. And for those asking about the article that I read, everything, who wrote that? It was our buddy Rex Hupke from the Chicago Tribune.
He's the best.
And he wrote that quickly this morning, posted it about 10:15, anticipating this "You're Still Champions" thing. And I think he said very eloquently why it's important to not say that. And
stop
Rahm Emanuel and Kenny Williams and others say, well, to us, you're still champions. No. And they should be taught why. Because that I think is a really important point here. Respect them enough.
Yeah. Why isn't that teaching? You know, yeah. I mean, not that you probably need it because they know what went on. But why is this? Why has this become? Everybody's saying no. This is this is wrong. You're still our chief. Why do you say that? What good does that do?
It doesn't help.
Pandering.
Them.
What good does that do? That's frustrating.
You've got the score.
Blackhawks coverage on the Score is presented by Bud Light, official beer of the Chicago Blackhawks.
I'm Doug Gottlieb with this CBS Sports Minute. Rest in peace to a legendary figure, Jerry Tarkanian, who passed away earlier today at the age of 84 years old. Tark the Shark was unique not just because he was a character, but because he was, frankly, the opposite of what Dean Smith reported himself to be. Carolina was successful, UNLV was successful, but I make this as a challenge. I don't believe that Dean Smith could have coached Jerry Tarkanian's players, nor did Jerry Tarkanian want to, or maybe could have related to, Dean Smith's type of players. But the fact is, both were successful in the same sport, but frankly, it wasn't the same game. Nonetheless, Tark the Shark leaves an indelible image, sucking on a towel, the amoeba defense, and the running Rebs, winning a national championship. I'm Doug Gottlieb.
I dipped tobacco for 18 years, and now that scares me. I used to do it after hockey games or on long car rides, then it became a habit. I never used to pay much attention to the potential side effects, but now I'm older, with a family, now I need to. I still have the urges, but these days I pack naturally with Jake's Mint Chew. It's non-nicotine, tobacco-free, made of USDA-certified organic mint. Jake's is long cut, holds well, has good flavor, and helps me avoid going for my chew tobacco. I've turned my friends on to Jake's, and I'm recommending it to you. Go to jakesmintchew.com. Chew healthy, chew mint.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
It is the truth.
You got to get her flowers. It's Valentine's Day. Don't be that guy who doesn't do it. And she maybe said, I don't need flowers. And she probably didn't mean it. Even if she did, she'll love you even more for getting these. 2 dozen assorted roses, decadent chocolates, a free glass vase, all for $29.99. That's it. It's from Pro Flowers. Or you can really impress her. You can upgrade to 2 dozen long stem assorted roses, chocolates, and an upgraded cherry vase for just $9.99 more. You go to proflowers.com and use my code Bernstein. Pro Flowers are guaranteed to last 7 days or your money back. And even if you have other Valentine's Day plans, you can't skip the flowers. This is a must. So do this before it's too late. And you're running out of time on this one. Go to proflowers.com. Click on the blue microphone at the top right corner. Type in Bernstein. That's proflowers.com. Click the mic. Type in the code. It's Bernstein. Order today because this deal expires tonight at midnight.
Avoid bankruptcy. Does credit card debt have you living paycheck to paycheck? Are you making minimum payments but only falling further behind? Call the Mediator Law Group to find out about our debt reduction program. Guaranteed to settle your credit card debt or you don't pay. That's right. It's called Pay for Performance, and you won't pay a dime until the job's done. I'm a paid spokesperson, not a lawyer, and every case is different. But if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call 800-821-2412. 800-821-2412.
Perhaps when you think cruise, you'd imagine staged entertainment, excessive dining, dressy attire, and stops in only a few major ports. Hurtigruten is none of that. On board our smaller ships, you're in good company with like-minded, active, inquisitive travelers. Norway's celebrated Hurtigruten route includes over 1,000 miles of stunning coastline. Find your voyage today by calling 855-370-2651. On a Hurtigruten voyage, you don't just visit Norway, you become part of it. Call 855-370-2651 today.
Are you in debt and struggling to make even the minimum payments on your credit cards? Consolidated Credit can work with your creditors to lower your payments and reduce or even eliminate your interest charges. Get a free consultation by calling 800-519-1658. That's 800-519-1658 to start breaking free from your debt. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. MDDM-19 or DM-80031.
Wow her this Valentine's Day with a spa day. Call the spa at Eaglewood Resort in Itasca to order your gift card today. 630-773-1400 or eaglewoodresort.com. Special $25 certificate with a purchase of $150 or more.
Are you paying too much for auto insurance or looking for coverage? Do you know which insurance company has the lowest rates? Call We Speak Insurance now, and instead of searching through hundreds of insurance companies, let us do the work for you and match you with the one company that meets your auto insurance needs. Best of all, our service is free. Call 800-675-5208. 800-675-5208. That's 800-675-5208. 800-675-5208.
Valentine's Day is Saturday. That's right, this Saturday. So I'm going to let you in on a little secret for Valentine's Day, available only at pajamagram.com. And I'm talking about the Hidden Secrets Collection. Sure, they look innocent enough at first glance. The Hidden Secrets Collection by Pajamagram lets you sneak a peek. They also give you easy access. And just like you, they are always up for a little fun. Some even glow in the dark, begging for action as soon as the lights go out. Hug me, love me, they'll say. The only question is, are you ready to play? This Valentine's Day, share a secret with the one you love. Order from the Hidden Secrets Collection at pajamagram.com. Every pajamagram includes free gift packaging. You don't even have to wrap. And Valentine's delivery is guaranteed. Visit pajamagram.com or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs. Pajamagram.com or 1-800-GIVE-PJs and tell them the
CBS Monday. Meet Caroline and Max.
You only live once, YOLO. And you only live till the next time you say YOLO.
These two broke girls.
The cheap toothpaste we've been using is really diaper free. On the plus side, that rash cleared up on my gums.
Are TV's two best friends.
Why are you acting weird? Pets are not my thing. I already have something needy and fluffy that'll die if I don't take care of it. You.
And they're too funny to miss.
I said something today I never thought I'd say. Thank you.
Two Broke Girls, Monday, only CBS.
Last year we saved for a winter family vacation and boom, the heater broke. Our entire vacation fund went for a new furnace.
Don't make your family pay the price for unexpected home repairs. With a Total Protect home warranty, you can save money and avoid stress by having a plan for when your vital home systems break down. Call 1-800-542-8103 and let us know how much you want covered and how much you want to pay. Plan for a great 2015 with Total Protect at 1-800-542-8103.
Personality. To visit pdqpos.com.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
They are still champions. I gave the example of Ali because when they got angry with him about the war, they attacked him about boxing. He said, I'm not going to the war, but I'm still the best boxer. So you take the crown, but I'm the champ.
Go ahead, John.
These children are still the champions.
Yes, Jesse Jackson earlier today. You might have caught a lot of it right here on Boys and Bernstein, Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score. Actually, a very, very sad press conference. And that's what we've been talking about with you and other things as well. Just the entire Little League matter and you know.
There's going to be a rally on Saturday at Push headquarters called Champions Still.
You'll be there?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, bacon, yeah. Cake.
Well, it's just wrong. It's wrong.
Wrong message.
They're
wrong
not champions, message. And they deserve to be told the truth.
Yep.
And they deserve to have adults around them who are able to handle reality.
Apparently hard to find.
It's too bad.
They had a lot of chances, my friend, and none were taken.
In Schererville, Lou is on the score.
Hey, guys, I got a question for you. Thanks for taking my call. You know, I manage for baseball and softball youth groups. And you know what? The rule book that comes out every year with rule changes and whatnot, some things can get by a manager, but, you know, it certainly shouldn't get past the organization itself. But, you know, I know the parents, I'm beginning to think that it's cloudy to the parents, and certainly the kids don't know what went wrong. But, you know, what are we teaching on the grandest stage for amateur sports, we have American citizens who might not make the cut for the Olympics, yet they'll go to other countries, not even being a citizen of that country, and possibly have a shot at bringing in the gold, and they won't take it away from them. So I think a lot of parents and a lot of children, they look up to that, thinking that that's okay. So, well, maybe I don't want my kid to be in this program. They move them over maybe a town or two and allow them to play in that organization, thinking it's okay. I think that might be what's going on, you know. We understand the rules are rules, but you know, I don't think there is...
No, they play with those other kids, and they brought in the ringers that they know didn't belong.
Right.
There wasn't nobody moving.
Yeah, I didn't think it was really that complicated. That was their team. That was their travel team. All they did was keep their team together and try to fudge the map. That's all.
It wasn't any complicated. They weren't moving from town to town.
They came up a game short last year. They vowed to not come up a game short this year, so they cheated.
Yeah. Really not complicated. It's really not... trying to figure this out. What suburb are they in now and who's doing what? What are they doing? And really, that's about how many coaches would you say we've talked to today?
Everybody's a coach.
Yeah.
Look, this thing, all of us have coached youth sports some way, some shape, some form, somehow.
And some to genius level.
Jim in Rockford, you're on the score.
Well, guys, I hope this is the place, but to talk about the perverse nature of how parents can be with kids' sports. My son was in second grade. He was not permitted to be on the school basketball team by the decision maker coach because it was determined my son didn't take basketball seriously enough. And that's what made me think about that again with today's news.
What?
All right. We've officially started accepting calls from Mars, and then we will continue to do that because that's what we do.
Okay.
What the hell is he talking about? You know?
I have no idea.
West Side Mike? Can you translate?
Well, you
that
know
one?
What? The very good thing, though, is that was an original call.
Correct.
He wasn't repeating anything.
That's right.
He didn't ask you a question. You've already answered twice in the 5-hour show.
That's a good thing about Mars.
That's a winner, right there.
The great thing about Mars is it takes a while for the beams of the radio show to get there.
Winner.
Chicken dinner. Tom's on the score. Hello, Tom.
Hey, how you doing? Okay. Hey, two questions. When this new team gets the championship, will they be looked into to see if they've done any wrongdoings? And my second question is,
all teams are looked into. In which new team are you talking about?
When Arizona gets, when Arizona takes over the title, will they be looked into? It's not Arizona.
Vegas. It's a team from Las Vegas.
Vegas, not Arizona.
And unless all teams are checked out, all teams are vetted, the only reason this was checked out again was because new information surfaced that proved they were cheating.
Do you think that when the new team gets the championship, that they'll get looked into maybe by somebody else?
Okay.
Do you want them to?
Again, Tom.
Is that important to you, Tom?
Look at the teams we play across the world. Are those teams checked out and scrutinized the way American teams are?
They demand all the same things from them.
Yes, Tom,
yes,
they are.
They are.
Yes? Okay,
good. The answer is yes.
Again,
that's a sad call, too.
Yeah, again, there was already the Georgia State champions were disqualified when they thought they were going to the tournament. They found out after the first round, when all their paperwork cleared, it took them a while to vet everything and find out that, no, this is not on the up and up. And the Georgia State champs this year were disqualified.
Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Chris Ranji. The Wolves host Milwaukee at Allstate Arena tonight at 7 o'clock. It's only on the U2. Little League International forcing Jackie Robinson West to vacate many of its victories, including United States Championship. After an investigation, Evergreen Park Little League president Chris Janes filed the original complaint.
As they garnered more and more attention, as they were winning more and more games and progressing through the tournament, there was just random information out there on the internet. And the first thing I saw was Linwood's town hall with a sign from the mayor congratulating one of the players and claiming them as one of their own. And then it just became a matter of, you know, you Google a player's name and up comes their hometown.
Janes with Spiegel and Manley, the team manager and Illinois District 4 administrator, relieved of their positions. Corey Crawford expected a start and goal tonight for the Blackhawks. They take on Vancouver. Chris Versteeg activated off the injured list. Jimmy Butler day-to-day with a strained shoulder after having an MRI. The Bulls will take on Cleveland tomorrow. The Bears have hired Ben Wilkerson as their assistant offensive line coach. The Buccaneers, meanwhile, have released quarterback Josh McCown. And we've got college basketball on the score tonight, DePaul versus St. John's, in our broadcast at 7:45. This update brought to you by Cassidy Tire and Service. Visit CassidyTire.com. And Blackhawks coverage on the score presented by Bud Lights, the official beer of the Chicago Blackhawks. Bud Lights, the perfect beer for whatever happens. I'm Chris Ranji, and you're listening to the number one sports station in Chicago, 670 The Score, and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This segment on The Score is brought to you by Panera Bread. Eat adventurously at Panera Bread with their new Asian-inspired broth bowls. Savor the soy miso broth in a lentil quinoa or soba noodle bowl, all under 410 calories. Stop by Panera today to explore more.
That's you.
What?
You know,
I'm not a, you know, I like my occasional Asian-inspired broth bowl.
I like you reading it, too. You know, the first call I heard today, you know, I get up in the morning, I go grab a paper and get a cup of coffee. And the first call I hear from a guy wandering around somewhere in the tri-state, and he says, well, you know, the Patriots got to keep their championship and they cheated. Why is this different? Why shouldn't they be allowed to keep theirs? Because this is before it even happened. I believe even the news even broke that it was gone. And I'm thinking, oh, my God, I'm going to turn the station off. I'm going to get this later. And now, and you know, after this happened and it became official, holy God, there just ain't enough whiskey in the world.
For you?
No. I mean, it's like it's the most simple. It's so simple. And what's wrong, what's right. You know, sometimes the lines are blurred. Sometimes you go, why this? I'm not sure. Sometimes it's not a hard call.
Yeah, this one really isn't difficult, I don't think.
Some are.
The big news today, Josh McCown released. And for those asking, he does not get that second $5 million.
No, he doesn't get the other $5
million. Nope. So it ended up being $5 million, and now I don't think a team is going to be dumb enough to try to give him another $10 million contract.
Baltimore gave him, what is it? What's the minimum?
Whatever it is.
700 or whatever it is. They'll give him 700 to come and sit there behind Joe Flacco.
And there's this, too. Tiger Woods issued a statement. Says, right now, I need a lot of work on my game and to still spend time with the people that are important to me. My play and scores are not acceptable for tournament golf. Next week, I will practice at Medalist and home getting ready for the rest of the year. I am committed to getting back to the pinnacle of my game. I do, however, expect to be playing again very soon.
Okay.
So that's an I suck announcement from Tiger Woods. And you know what?
Suck.
People say, I'm suck.
Yes, they do.
Yeah, he is.
Hey, a lot of people wrote him off, man.
Yeah.
This thing here, this led to a lot of columns about saying, you know what, dude, not only did you withdraw from this is the third time in the last eight tournaments you've withdrawn, but you are never going to be that Tiger Woods again. It's just over. Deal with it.
Southside Jim, welcome to WSCR The Score.
Hey, quiet down. I'm on the phone with these guys. Hey,
yeah.
Guys, how are you? Jeez. You know, this is really kind of a teaching moment here, because if Johnny asked why is Brian Williams not on the air anymore, you say he lied. And when you say the Little League is not getting their trophy taken away because the people there lied. So the shining part of this, the Reverend Jackson and the priest thing just really is, I can't believe that they really sit down and look each other in the eye and actually say we're going to do this. But at the same time, I guess the only silver lining a little bit is that you can't get away with lying, and you're going to get caught sooner or later. So hopefully, somehow, that teaching moment comes, whether it's on a big broadcast thing or a Little League thing or whatever, that you can't lie.
Well, you will be at the rally Saturday, I hope. Get out to the rally Saturday, my friend. You feel like that? No, I'm just kidding.
The Champions Still Rally.
You'll be there. I know you'll be there. You're lying to me. You'll be there. You'd be right in the front row. Front row. You'll be there. You got nothing to do.
I understand why politicians want to pander. I get that. I know
running
for mayor.
Single,
And they're all saying, well, still champions to me. Still champions to me. We'll tell them they're still champions. That's not true.
No.
It's that's factually incorrect. And if they're still champions to you, there's something wrong with you.
Yeah, and let me tell you something. If you're on the same side of an argument as Mary Mitchell, boy, you need to reconsider fast.
Think about your position again. Reconsider.
Elmhurst and Scott on the score.
Hi, guys. You know, I just wanted to comment also about this whole the pandering point that you brought up. You know, I hope everybody has some smelling salts now, because it's all that's wrong with our society and politicians. Remember when people had to earn things? What a concept. Earn it. Earn it. And you see this throughout all of the examples that we're now hearing from all the people that get the media and get the microphone in front of them. Take a second and understand that this country in general, it ain't going to go much.
No, don't stop globalizing. Stop nationalizing it. The country's fine. It has nothing to do with this.
It's the point that's being brought up to the youth.
Too many crazies in this country.
Yeah, but that, I don't think that has anything to do with this. I mean, the country's in terrific shape.
No, except
for the crazies.
The thing is that I just want to make, I would love to see where it's as important as anything that kids understand you need to earn things.
I think for the most part they do. I don't think there's some national issue here. This is a little local issue with a pocket of stupid that's saying some really, really, really dumb things that they're going to double down on. Yeah. It's not a national issue.
No.
Got some idiots calling a press conference today to stand up and exclaim to the world how stupid they are and do a disservice to some of the kids for whom they claim to advocate.
And that's all. Rally Saturday.
It's really not much more than that.
I wonder how that rally
problem
will be.
With a nation? Come on.
I think the rally would be good.
That way everybody loves to do that. This is symbolic of everything that's wrong in my life.
I think we have too many crazies.
Well, armed crazies.
Yeah.
Yes, I agree with that.
I think we have way too many, yeah, but that's just me.
I don't think that has anything to do with...
Oh, no, nothing to do with this, but you say the country... But there's a lot of too damn crazy.
I don't think there's any more crazy than there were. I just think the line between crazy and acting on crazy and certainly the publicity that crazy receives is different. I think the crazy's always been there.
Yeah, but not to this number, because you've got 320 million people now.
Well,
percentage.
Okay, you're saying total number, right?
Because there's more crazy.
Because there's more people.
No, crazy has always been there. It's just they all have cell phones now. They can call the show. It's easier to communicate now.
Good point.
That's what it is.
Get right to you.
That show being Boris and Bernstein, where we'll say Terry's favorite words in show business should be good. A guy should who has some firsthand knowledge of the baseball program
yes,
being
he
talked
does.
About today. Lawrence Holmes will join us in a moment on The Score.
Molly
and Hanley here. Right now you're listening to Boers and Bernstein.
But when it's time to start your day, do it with us every weekday morning starting at 5 a.m.
That's right. Hear us live at 5 talking about Chicago's hottest sports topics.
Molly and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Running around frantically searching for the right gift at a crowded mall where confused looks are everywhere. Here's what you do. Keep it simple. Just think Sherry's Berries and all will be fine. Unless, of course, your wife or girlfriend doesn't like a box of decadent, delicious giant strawberries dipped in dark chocolatey goodness and topped with chocolate chips, a decorative swizzle, or chopped nuts. Did I mention they're fresh, juicy, and unbelievably tasty? Yeah, I have now. What I haven't mentioned is that my wife, the girls in the office, oh my God, you should see this, and several family members have all heard them during the last couple of weeks and absolutely love them. And let the record show, just in case you wonder... I love them too. And the best thing is that you can get a box of these giant dipped strawberries starting at just $19.99. That's a better than 40% savings right from the start. One more thing. Because my listeners have been so loyal, you can double the amount of berries for just $10 more by using the code name Boers. You will want to do that. This is quick, easy, and you'll keep your sanity. Just go to berries.com, that's berries.com, to place your order. To get your special deal, just click on the microphone in the top right-hand corner and type in my last name, Boers. That's Boers. You won't be sorry.
Hi, welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
Hey, Staples guy, my computer just died. Can you help?
Sure. Staples has laptops, tablets, smartphones, and even more online.
Setup?
Setup, repairs, support, antivirus.
Is it expensive?
It's not. We even have free recycling.
So I can bring in my desktop from 20 years ago?
Yep, bring it in.
How can I thank you?
We have thank you notes, chocolate, stickers, pen and pencil kits.
Make on budget happen, make up and running happen. Staples, make more happen. Now at Staples, save up to $220 on select HP laptops powered by Intel.
Offer valid through 2/14/15, in-store only while supplies last.
You're done.
can save.
Looking to secure financing on a new home or refinance your existing home? Then you need to call David Hochberg.
He was sporting his underwear over a pair of women's leggings. He lives in a school bus nearby.
President of Townstone Financial, meet Manny.
How you doing?
65, financial planner. He called to secure a reverse mortgage on his $700,000 home. That's right. A financial planner called to secure a $300,000 reverse mortgage on his home because he knows it's better to live off the equity of a valuable asset, his home. This enables Manny's multi-million dollar retirement portfolio to appreciate until he's forced to take a minimum distribution at 70 and a half. The reverse mortgage also enables Manny to defer Social Security, which will increase his monthly distribution. Manny is a financial planner who realizes his home is a critical asset within his retirement portfolio. He's using a reverse mortgage to extend his retirement assets. If you'd like to learn how you can use your home like Manny did to extend your retirement assets, call David now. 312-896-2111. Why call David instead of another lender? Because David's honest, trustworthy, and has helped thousands of Score listeners, and he'll help you. Call David now at 312-896-2111. Visit Townstone.com. Follow him on Twitter at David Hochberg. Townstone Financial is an Indiana, Michigan, Wisconsin, Florida, and Illinois mortgage licensee number 6629 and NMLS number 1366.
Premiering CBS Wednesday, March 4th. In the world of cybercrime, it takes the best.
I'm Special Agent Avery Ryan.
To catch the worst.
I work crimes that start in the mind, live online, and play out in the real world.
From the creators of the most successful crime franchise comes the next generation of CSI.
FBI!
Academy Award nominee Patricia Arquette, James Vanderbeek.
This is just the beginning.
CSI Cyber, premieres CBS Wednesday, March 4th.
This Friday, if you're looking for a reason to go to paradise, Hawaii Five-O has oh so many.
Let's go, come on.
Like McGarrett and Dano.
Should we call for backup? You're my backup. Last time you said that, I got shot in the shoulder.
Chin Ho.
Don't move a muscle.
Kono.
I admire the confidence.
Comes with a badge.
Grover.
Wherever you go, trouble follows.
That's funny coming from you.
And even...
Booyah.
Jerry.
We make a great team.
Should be good.
Hawaii Five-O, CBS Friday.
Guys, Valentine's Day is Saturday, so if you really want to dominate this Valentine's Day, skip the roses and send the 50 Shades of Grey Bear instead. Just in time for the movie opening, he is available exclusively at vermontsteddybear.com. Specially designed for fans of the best-selling story, the 50 Shades of Grey Bear even comes with his own set of mini handcuffs. And if you don't think she's into that kind of thing, well, think again, because she is. She read the book, and she cannot wait for the movie. Indulge her and your darkest desires. Tie down the limited edition 50 Shades of Grey Bear at VermontTeddyBear.com. That's VermontTeddyBear.com. She can't help but submit to loving him and you. Overnight delivery guaranteed. To dominate Valentine's Day, call 1-800-829-BEAR. Or visit VermontTeddyBear.com and tell them...
Last year we saved for a winter family vacation and boom, the heater broke. Our entire vacation fund went for a new furnace.
Don't make your family pay the price for unexpected home repairs. With a Total Protect home warranty, you can save money and avoid stress by having a plan for when your vital home systems break down. Call 1-800-542-8103 and let us know how much you want covered and how much you want to pay. Plan for a great 2015 with Total Protect at
1-800-542-8103.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
And at 546 on Boards and Bernstein, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. I always look forward to saying my two favorite words in show business. God, he's... Hello, Lawrence. How are you, my friend?
Hello, Uncle Terry. Hello, Dan.
Hello, Lawrence.
How you doing, buddy? You okay?
Bit of a rough day for me. I have a lot of anger that I'm going to try and work through for the next hour and 45 minutes of my show.
If that's the case, don't read this press release from Rainbow Push Coalition. I just crossed.
Look, I'm right down the street from it. And I when I got the press release that they were having it, I thought the whole thing was ridiculous. Personally, this is my own code of conduct. Putting children in front of a microphone when it wasn't them who did this... I think is really silly.
Dusty Baker.
They're 12 and 13 years old, and you're going to have them, you're going to put them out there and ask them to speak on the wrongdoing of the adults that who continue to fail them. It's heartbreaking for me because I'm an alum of JRW. Mm-hmm. But that doesn't change the fact that these guys cheated. It's so simple to me. It's so simple. And there are people who are now going to try and complicate this issue. And we saw that today with Jesse Jackson and Reverend Flager. I have a lot of respect for Michael Flager. He walks the walk. He is out there in the streets in Auburn Gresham doing what he's got to do. He is dead wrong about this. And Jesse Jackson doesn't even know what's going on. And the fact that there are adults who aren't looking at this as an opportunity to teach those young men and everyone else that this is not the way to do things is unfortunate. And it bugs me. It really bugs me that it could be a whole hell of a lot simpler. You know what this country, in this country, it's not that hard to say, I screwed up, I'm sorry, it won't happen again. And that's all that really needs to be said at this point. There doesn't need to be any finger pointing. You don't have to look around at other leagues or other teams and see if those teams or leagues may have been cheating. You cheated. You did this. There are consequences for your actions. And that's a really good lesson to teach young men. And specifically, young black men, that there are consequences to your actions.
That's not what Jesse Jackson's saying here in this statement.
Jesse Jackson is a clown.
He said, when we discredit JRW, we discredit Little League Baseball in the United States. He said, the impact of poverty on African-American families is most evident in the neighborhood where their team members live. We have witnessed the tearing down of public housing and scattering people throughout the South Side.
That does not have anything to do with what we're talking about.
The same communities have faced racially targeted foreclosures of private housing. Chicago banks and mortgage companies engaged in racially targeted home foreclosures.
Again, does not have anything to do with what we're talking about.
I'm just giving you his statement here.
I didn't know all that. Huh, okay.
All of those things may be true. And to some extent they are, but all you have to do is look at what you did. You did wrong. Fess up to it and leave the kids out of it.
Yeah. Leave them in school.
And look at what Peachtree City, Georgia did when they were disqualified for bad paperwork in August. And they were stripped of the Georgia State Championship. Their league president said, it's on me. I own it.
To me, there are no heroes here when it comes to the adults, whether it's the guy from Evergreen Park or the adults with JRW, and in some cases even the parents that knew that they were doing wrong and continue to do wrong. And I don't want to hold anyone up as if they are a hero in this. The whole thing is ugly, and I allow myself to get involved in it because this is my little league. You know, this is my neighborhood. This is where I grew up. This is where I played baseball as a kid. But we know how much money ESPN is getting for this, $60 million from Little League. And now all of a sudden, the guy that runs Little League International has run and hid. He did his interview early this morning.
So did the manager of Jackie Robinson West, by the way. Daryl Butler's nowhere to be found.
Yeah, I'm not surprised. I'm not surprised. But there are a lot of people who could have done better. And Little League International is one of them. They wanted to have this story. Yep. And I think at the crux of this, everyone wants to have a great story. And it was a great story. And I loved how great of a story it was. It was fun. You had a lot of people paying attention to these young men. And from everything that we've been able to hear about these young men, they comported themselves very well publicly. They really did. They made friends. You see them acting like 12 and 13-year-old boys do with the other teams and having a blast and having a good time. But you still have these adults who have failed them and continue to fail them. And it's annoying as hell. So I know that I've only got an hour and 45 minutes tonight. I need to work through it.
Yep.
And I know that I'm going to talk with a lot of people about it. And if you disagree with me, fine. Bring it on. Because at really at the root of this is those adults
putting those kids in a terrible situation and continuing to do that.
Still enabling.
And if you want to stand up and protect those children, you should be condemning what these adults are doing to them right now.
Well, get out of your way.
They know it's racism, but they just not sure what happened. All right. Let's get out of your way. Some quick thank yous to our crack production staff, Mr. Matamaticola.
No, no, I'm saying that I don't know anything about this all the way through.
That's Father Trestman.
I love Matamaticola, and I'm glad he's reunited with my guy, Chef Quad, the best production man who ever lived, Chris Tannehill.
Your heart just sunk, like, with joy.
And our interns, Tommy Guns. And the great Tony Fish. We thank you for listening, calling, emailing,
texting.
We will do it all over again tomorrow. Maybe we'll get to some other stuff that happened.
Who you crapping?
That's at 5 o'clock. There'll be some stuff there this week, Abe. All right, everybody, have a terrific night. Lawrence Holmes, angry and ready to go, coming your way. Have a great night. We'll talk to you tomorrow afternoon.
Think Oscar Wilde when he said, every saint has a past, every sinner has a future. But also think Neil Young. The fork in the road, light a candle. Instead of cursing the darkness, let's light a candle for where we're going. This was fantastic for the world. We are better people for having been here. It was absolutely incredible. I'm inspired. I don't know when I'll ever sleep again.
Thanks for keeping us the number one sports station in Chicago. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
This is Big Doug Buffon, and I hate going to the dentist. I mean, I'd prefer to get knocked out by Obradovich. But when I have to, the only place I'll go to is Webster Dental Care. My family and I have been going to Webster Dental Care for over 30 years. The professional care, respect, and gentle touch make going to the dentist darn easy. Never thought I'd say that. With 7 Chicagoland locations, it's easy to get to no matter where you are. So whether you're in major need or just haven't been for a while, go see my friends at Webster Dental Care on the web at webdentalchicago.com. Tell them Big Doug sent you and get $100 off on your first visit.
Welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
Hey, Staples guy, how do I know I'm getting the best price on this laptop?
Staples will match our competitors' prices, even if you find it online.
What about this tablet?
Price match guarantee.
And the smartphone?
Yep.
What about these ink cartridges, my chances of winning lottery, and toner?
Guaranteed, no way guaranteed, guaranteed.
Make on budget happen, make best prices happen. Staples, make more happen. Now at Staples, save up to $220 on select HP laptops powered by Intel.
Offer ends 2/14/15 in-store only while supplies last. Price match good at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store or staples.com for details.
So I'm here to tell you about an amazing new acne treatment that even Proactiv says is better than Proactiv. It's called Proactiv Plus. You know, millions of people have turned to Proactiv, but Proactiv Plus, it works faster and better than before. So if your goal is a flawless complexion, call 1-800-244-1946. All of today's callers will also get 2 free gifts with their 60-day risk-free trial. So the number is 1-800-244-1946. 1-800-244-1946.
CBS Wednesday.
In simple terms, we use behavioral science to hunt down monsters.
Find out why Criminal Minds is TV's number one suspense thriller.
He has two forms of expression, silence and rage.
The only thing more dangerous than a serial killer.
This guy is smart. We have to be smarter.
Are the people who catch them.
Now it's our turn to chase him.
The answer's in there somewhere. You just gotta find it.
Searching for bad boys. It's my specialty.
Criminal Minds. Wednesday, only CBS.
Are you paying too much for auto insurance or looking for coverage? Do you know which insurance company has the lowest rates? Call We Speak Insurance now, and instead of searching through hundreds of insurance companies, let us do the work for you and match you with the one company that meets your auto insurance needs. Best of all, our service is free. Call 800-675-5208. 800-675-5208. That's 800-675-5208. 800-675-5208.
CBS Tuesday.
You ready?
I'm good for a fight.
The network that brought you TV's number one drama, NCIS, takes you to the Big Easy.
My city, my way.
Now, New Orleans has its own NCIS.
This town really gets into your DNA.
Scott Bakula stars.
Are we gonna have some fun?
NCIS New Orleans, Tuesday, only CBS.
There's something for every sports fan on CBSLocalSports.com. Watch live radio shows and original video programming like pregame playlists and player style files that gives fans a locker room perspective on their favorite teams and players.
Go as hard as I can for as long as I can.
Well, I've yet to be beaten.
There are a number of people who call me the smartest man in baseball.
Read national articles from some of the best writers in the country. Catch up on the latest from the sports world and never miss a thing with CBS Local Sports. Visit CBSLocalSports.com today.
CBS Monday. Meet Caroline and Max.
You only live once, YOLO. And you only live till the next time you say YOLO.
These two broke girls.
The cheap toothpaste we've been using is really diaper free. On the plus side, that rash cleared up on my gums.
Are TV's two best friends.
Why are you acting weird? Pets are not my thing. I already have something needy and fluffy that'll die if I don't take care of it. You.
And they're too funny to miss.
I said something today I never thought I'd say. Thank you.
Two broke girls. Monday. Only CBS.
This Friday, if you're looking for a reason to go to paradise, Hawaii 5-0 has oh so many.
Let's go, come on.
Like McGarrett and Dano.
Should we call for backup?
You're my backup.
Last time you said that, I got shot in the shoulder.
Jin Ho.
Don't move a muscle.
Kono.
I admire the confidence.
Comes with a badge.
Grover.
Wherever you go, trouble follows.
That's funny coming from you.
And even.
Booyah.
Jerry.
We make a great team.
Should be good.
Hawaii 5-0, CBS Friday.
CBS Tuesday.
My favorite TV shows are on Tuesdays.
America's favorite agents.
Tony DiNozzo, friend of the ladies.
Are on the case.
Allow me to work my way from the horrific to the curious.
See why NCIS is TV's number one show.
I'm impressed.
Let's go.
Just because I make it look easy doesn't mean it is.
This is exciting stuff.
That's not nothing.
No, that's something.
NCIS, Tuesday, only CBS.
CBS Friday.
I am a New York City cop who was